She starts with the intro. I get the ranting. We both vent. But the two of us together is heaven sent. Ever since. Now, what I love about the show is we let the folks participate. You can vote on this and that, and new episodes is on the way. The people have spoken, put the music in the streets. So, we introduce a new artist with the song of the week. Just a click away on the link is going down. Follow us on Instagram, iTunes, and SoundCloud. Either way, it's up to you. You can listen or comment too. Couple topics, a little gossip, and of course, we act a fool. It's King Chuck and Queen Tiff, and you know we speak the truth. It could be Bay of the Week, or choose one and cut them loose. Now, give a 5-star rating on our podcast show. Tune in, we going live, Midnight Convos.
Good evening and welcome to Midnight Convos podcast with your girl Tiffany Nicole and my co-host King Chuck.
Chip. What up though?
King Chuck is definitely in the building.
You know it.
What's good? How you feeling?
I'm worldwide, baby. Worldwide.
Love it. Tonight we got the hubby Ray Boogs in the building.
What's up? It's me. It's the bottom bitch. So she said.
Yes, you are.
Unbelievable.
What does that mean in pimp terminology, Chuck?
That means that's the best hoe. That's his favorite. Yeah.
Favorite bitch. I love you, baby. Let's get into the poll results from last week. You remember the poll from last week?
Nah, I was distracted.
You were distracted?
Yeah.
Something
else.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Last week's poll was Blue Eyed Soul. So we had Adele, Sam Smith, Robin Thicke, and Justin Timberlake.
You said Blue Eyed Soul.
Who would you have cut out of those four? Adele, Justin Timberlake, Robin Thicke, Sam Smith.
Probably Sam Smith.
Okay. Yeah. So with 5% of the vote, the people have spoken and they have chosen to cut Adele. With 13% of the vote, the people have spoken and they have decided to cut Robin Thicke. And with 27% of the vote, the people have spoken and they decided to cut Justin Timberlake. And with 55% of the vote, the people have spoken and they have cut Sam Smith.
Wow.
I knew it.
I can't believe Justin Timberlake was that high. Like, they don't fuck with him like that?
No. Wow. A lot of people, actually, I thought this would be, a lot of people was like, fuck them, cut all of them, you know, the way that they have taken advantage of the black culture, you know, we don't mess with none of them. I was really, really surprised.
They tried Elvis Presley, though.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, I can't be mad at that, but, you know, an artist, no matter what you think, if they stole, you know, a lot of people take from different cultures, it is what it is, but they do have a niche, they do have a fan base, they do have talent. They're not talentless. So I was surprised that, you know, a lot of them got a lot of hate with this poll, but it is what it is.
People have spoken.
I like Justin Bieber.
You're stupid. So, I'm going to start with the hubby, Ray Boogs. Baby, who's your bae of the week?
Oh, yeah, I got to have one of those, huh, for this show.
Yes, you did.
Dang, man. I'm going to say Sanaa Lathan, yo. She did the 4-D challenge, and she was just whack.
She was pretty.
But she was pretty. She was getting her hair done in the process or something like that. I was like, damn, you old as hell, and you look good. And the other thing too is that she always performs well. What about you, Chucky?
My bae of the week, I don't know her name. I forgot
her
name.
You never
do. She played in the Mockingbird game, the Hunger Games.
Okay, I'm not.
The main, the odds be the, forever the, in your favor.
The main character,
the Hunger Games. Huh? What's her name?
But I know who you're talking about.
The Hunger Games chick.
Google it, though.
She plays in X-Men, too. She the one that gave Magneto. She's Mystique in X-Men.
Is she?
Yeah.
I never knew that was the same person.
Yeah.
No doubt.
I have no idea.
I like her.
That's I never even seen the movie, so I can't even tell you.
Oh, yo.
Too much for me. I don't like it.
Hunger Games is pretty
good. You never seen the Hunger Games, either?
Ever.
Wow. You would like the first one.
How many are there?
I think it's three.
You know, it's more than that,
bro. I can't get with it. So you look that up.
Who's your bae of the week?
My bae of the week is someone from your New York Giants. My bae of the week is Odell Beckham. And I think he is so, so sexy. And people put this notion out there and say he's sweet, he's gay, but he is sexy as hell to me. I like the dancing. I don't think it's too much. Like, and he shines on the football field.
I agree with that.
So as long as he can back it up, he could dance his ass off. Listen, people never say anything in regards to Russell Westbrook being feminine or sweet or gay.
He married.
Doesn't matter. And I've seen videos of him looking really suspect. After he got his $205 million, he did a video. It's on YouTube. I could pull it up, and he's doing this and that, looking real zesty.
Zesty. Did she say the word zesty? Zesty.
And no one says anything about him being a homosexual. And it doesn't matter to me if he is or he's not. But you got someone like Odell, and they just hammer him with this. Ever since he came into the league, that he's gay. And so what? If he is or he isn't, he's a great football player. And he happens to be fine as hell. And all these people that claim to hate on him, they want to be like him. Everybody got the Odell Beckham hair.
Yeah, I see that.
Everybody. You got hood boys with the hair like Odell.
Mm-hmm.
So, ladies, gentlemen, I'm going to put up a sexy picture of his little tenderoni. So, he is my bae of the week.
All right. Jennifer Lawrence is her name.
Okay, yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence. She's 5'7".
She's old, right? That's the one that she does the credit card commercials.
No, her name is Jennifer Lawrence. You think about Jennifer...
Gardner.
Yeah. Not,
okay, they all white. Though,
but you stupid. They all white. And it's all right. No, listen. Not like her, though. Hunger Games chick. She plays Mystique in X-Men. You know. I would rabbit fuck the dog shit out of her.
Among all the other ones that you would do that to.
Yeah. I wouldn't give her my best, though.
But you would give her a little bit.
Yeah,
you don't give your best every time? Like, I understand, like, if you sloppy poppy, but, like, if you going into it knowing, oh, I'm about to do this, and this is all, like, planned out, like, I'm about to come. Like, you don't give your best?
Some of them, I give them, like, the 7 minute, and then some of them I get, like, 12. That. You gotta.
So what's your max? Your max is 12?
No, that's like my best. That's not 12. That's like 45. See, it's certain shit you do as men to make sure you can last. Yeah. I'm gonna give her my best. I'm about to tear this shit up. Yeah, no idea. But no, some of them, you know, like her, I'm just gonna give her 7 minutes. You know, in and out.
In and out, like the burger. Yeah, In-N-Out burger.
I'll let her kiss you a little bit, and then that's it. I ain't finna, like, you know.
You're not going to town.
So here's a question: is everything together the time, or just the stroking?
No, he got to split that up. He ain't stroking for 45 minutes.
Right.
He's doing that.
That'll probably be like 38. You know, foreplaying, you know, but not that much. Let's get right into it. You know, I'm gonna take my time.
I'm learning something.
You swirl, you grind. You know, you don't just pop. You know,
A lot of patience. A lot of.
But yeah, she would get 7 minutes.
All right.
No, and that's what the foreplay included.
Nah, she ain't get no foreplay. So Hunger Games, you know, you gotta.
You just gotta go in.
You gotta ramshack it, you know. Yes, you know.
You're crazy. This is Convo 44. Convo 44. So if you miss any of our previous convos, make sure you go to SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher, and Podomatic. And we need you to leave us those 5-star reviews
all the time, every time.
If you miss any of our previous shows, make sure you follow us, hit us. Check us out. We now have the YouTube channel, Midnight Convos Podcast. Subscribe, listen, share. Subscribe, listen, share. Easy. I want to get into our first convo. So I want to talk about the NBA. And I got two sport convos that I want to touch upon first. First, the NBA has decided to go away with the East and West team when they play during the All-Star game. It's now going to be the two top vote getters. They're going to be able to select the players that they want on their team. So instead of everyone on the East on one side versus the West on everybody's side, the top vote getters, it'll be two. They'll be the captains. And now they are allowed to select whatever players they want. And it could be on any side, East or West. So this is a change because as long as they've been doing All-Star games, it's been East versus West, and it has not been that competitive. So, I want to know, starting with Ray Boogs, do you think that this is a good change for the NBA to bring some more excitement? Hold up.
It just shows how trash the East is right now, because the West has been good for so long. The bottom tier teams in the West would be like top tier teams in the East if it was just like one giant conference. I don't know, man. I guess it's good for the fans because it's always been about the fans. Mm-hmm. This isn't necessarily about the players. But are people going to get left out? If you're popular across the board, like these key players in their positions that are undeniably good, like, okay, so the whole country's voting for you. Or I don't know if the players or the coaches are voting for you. Like, we all know the numbers. We all know how gifted these players are. You're getting in there. So, okay, so you're going to see a bunch of players from the West Coast.
Well, it's the same factor. You still have to get voted in, and then I think the coaches select the bench. So the voting factor doesn't matter. You still got it. It's still the old way in which you get voted in. The fans vote in the starters, and the coaches vote in the bench players. Well, pick the bench players. So that didn't change.
I'm just gonna say, like, we live here in the East Coast, and some of my favorite players in NBA are in the West Coast. So I mean, like, just think about it. You know, it's kind of wacky.
Okay. King Chuck, what's your thoughts on the new change?
I like it. You know, why not? First of all, you're right. Yo, the East been getting dogged, like, since I can't fucking remember. I think maybe they won once, or they was close to winning once. You know, in like a 20-year history. Like, come on, man. But, no, I like it. But also, you said the top two players that gets the most votes.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be Curry and LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
So it's whoever LeBron wants on his team and whoever Curry wants.
Correct.
Yo, that's going to be dope.
Hold on. You saying they choose the players on their team out of the votes the fans do?
Correct. So you...
If LeBron gets to pick first, and that he probably pick up Durant. So I get to see shit like that. Him and Durant playing together.
Okay.
I think it's going to be more
competitive now because it's not just East and West. And I know they don't go hard because it's an all-star game. What I thought was hot that they added to it was that they're going to be playing for a charity. So,
that's hot.
You want to be competitive. You want to go hard for a charity that you're representing to raise the money so that people get the money. It's not just you getting that check for being an all-star, but you're going to raise this money for what organization that you're vying for. So I thought that's pretty cool to raise the competition level. So, I like it. It's going to bring more attention. It's going to bring more, you know, excitement because who wants to see the East and the West? You're going to, basically, that's just the NBA season, East and West.
I do, but not this year. Everybody's in the West. Like, what the fuck? But now, the way this is, the format is set up, I get to see possibly LeBron on the same team with George and Westbrook and Durant. That shit'll be dope, you know. Them two back together again, playing again.
Man, that shit gonna happen next year, regardless.
Isaiah Thomas, when
LeBron goes to LA.
But still, you know what I mean.
But what I'm saying is, I like the whole feeling of the pickup game in the park. Like two captains. I got him. That's dope.
That shit gonna be hot. You know.
I like
it. I can't wait.
So I can't wait to see. When is the All-Star game? Is usually in February, right? Around Valentine's time or something like that. So that should be hot. I'm excited to see because we know it's going to be LeBron and Steph or possibly Durant. Either those two be captains. So
Klay Thompson not going to be on nobody's roster.
And I heard somebody say
that. Think about that. You get to choose.
I think it was Steph. Steph said that if he gets it, he's going to. They asked him who will be his first pick. And they said, somebody on my team. So, you know.
That's disrespectful, though.
It is.
Like, it's real, but it's disrespectful.
It is.
Like, I'm a fan. How you going to pick that bum ass? You know what I'm saying? You the star of your team. You put up the numbers. You know what I mean? If Durant's gone already by LeBron. Who you picking from your team, really?
Right. Why wouldn't you? But I'm telling you, you said there's a lot of people going to get left out. Well, I'm telling you right now, Klay Thompson will get left out.
We shall see.
Watch.
He should be an all-star?
He should be.
Like in the regular?
He is, though. But who they going to... They get to pick. So you know they're going to pick up Harden. You know, somebody ain't gonna, you know what I'm saying? Like, somebody gonna get Butler. You know, ain't nobody gonna pick Thompson, yo.
He's a scorer. You heard it here first.
I was just saying.
His dry ass. Non-dunking. What'd you say the Chinese man said to him? And when he got hung on the rim? What?
Chill, yo.
Oh my god.
So sorry for you, brother.
So sorry. You can't make a dunk. Oh, shit. Yes, that will be the new changes to the NBA All-Star game. I am excited to see how this transpires. So we'll be on the lookout for that.
Can't wait.
All right, so moving right along, I wanted to discuss a report that came out 2 days ago. It was the report of two star football players that were kicked off their football team because they protested. So they were actually cousins. One, during the national anthem, one actually decided to put up the black fist, and the other cousin, the football player, decided to kneel during the national anthem. So once it occurred, they played the game, and right after the game, the coach took them to, you know, they left the field, they went to the locker room. The coach made them take off their uniforms and hand them in. You're off the team. Now, my question to you guys, let me say this also. The coach was a former Marine, and he's level. He made it very clear, I don't want you guys to protest. You know, if you want to do something, you do it on your own time, but not during the national anthem. They knew that it would be some penalty. So my question to you guys is, should students, athletes that protest during the national anthem, should they be penalized for doing so? Should it be something that can be mandated by your school officials for you to not protest or for you to stand during the national anthem? Ray Books.
Man, wow, there's so many things that have to come into play. One thing is, when we look at the NFL, remember, it's a corporate entity, right? So when you're dealing with state colleges and public schools, they have different regulations they need to abide by. And also, I guess you have direct correlation with the institution, which is our government, right? Because they fund these two systems, whether state or federal, right? So, I mean, you got to think about that. Personally, I commend those two for doing what they believe. You know, I mean, this is the biggest question in this country, right? At the end of the day, whether you agree with somebody or not, you respect that they do what they believe, right? So if it's a peaceful protest and it falls under the guidelines of the First Amendment, you respect that they're doing what they believe, and they haven't broken the law. They haven't caused harm to anybody. They even haven't even caused a public disturbance, if you want to say that. So now you go to the extreme and you take away what they love, which was football. I mean, how cool is that?
King Chuck.
First of all, this is not in the NFL, obviously. So who was it? A high school coach?
Yes.
Okay. So right then and there, you as a coach, you're the coach of the football team. You're telling me that I can't stand up for my rights? That you should be fired. Number two, yeah, like you said, I commend them too for, you know, standing up with the black fist or kneeling and all of that. But at the same time, I put it to you like this. Whether he's a pastor or a Marine or not, for you to tell me that I can't, I'm against saluting the flag because I understand what's going on with everything, you know, when you say shit like that, that I can't do that, I'm not allowed to do it, you're the problem. This is why I feel the way I feel. You're telling me that I can't say no. I don't like police brutality. You're telling me I can't say no. I don't like the fact that there's troops fighting for this country. You're a Marine. You should know this. and they come home and they have no benefits. They have no coverage. They lead the nation in suicides and all of these other things. You're telling me, no, I can't say, you know what, I'm for them. So you are the problem. So, of course, I'm against it, and that coach should be fired.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
I think it for really the coach to say for them to choose one way is against their constitutional right. You can't dictate what someone does. It's their constitutional right to protest and manage in a manner in which they see fit. My thing is, I also want to add this nugget that this is a private school. So they're not getting state funding from anywhere. So they have their own financial backing. You know, they pay tuition to go there, right? So if I decide to protest, that's my constitutional right. And that's the thing that people forget. People serve this country so that you have that right to choose either or. It's just not one way. Oh, because we fight for this country, you have to go. No, this country is built on freedom for all. Right? So, but yeah, that's what it's supposed to be built on. So when we're standing, it has nothing to do with when we're kneeling, it has nothing to do with the flag. It has more so what this country says that it's built on and what we actually receive.
And that's the shit that pisses me off. And who the fuck are you to tell me I can't say no? That's the shit that really pisses me off. What the fuck are you talking about? I don't want to salute the flag. No, who the fuck are you to tell me no?
You be a good African American and do as I say to.
That's the problem. Shut up and play.
Run the ball.
Keep politics out of sports. Politics been part, like, they forgot. It's politics the reason why we weren't allowed to play in the first fucking place.
Well, you know.
That shit, it kills me.
By the time we're old men, everybody see that we were on the right side of history. And that's it.
They see that now.
And they're afraid. Because now we're actually sticking together and fighting for something. Instead of fighting each other, we're fighting for the greater good. And more importantly, it's just like you kick them off the team, and it could have been their senior year. Let's just say it's their senior year. Now you're taking that opportunity for them to possibly do something bigger, go on to a higher platform, play college ball. Now you're taking away from them.
Well, you got to look at the mindset of the coach, right? So a former Marine, right? And I know you look giving me the funny face, but I'm just playing devil's advocate here. The mindset of the coach, pastor, Christian, leader in the community, right? Also, now it's a private school, so you definitely have boosters or alumni that already been in your ear yapping about what they don't want to see out here. And you have a former Marine, so he already has an emotional, not logical, but more of an emotional state with these players. And he's a senior figure. He's an adult on the team. Mm-hmm. All right. So whatever his influence is, he's trying to implement that on the players.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's right, but it happens every day in society, at our workplace, at our schools. And they're trying to mold us, you know. Even as adults, you have an older adult trying to mold us, you know. From what our parents taught us, you know, they're trying to implement their beliefs. I'm like, no, I'm not buying. I'm just going to shake my head, yeah, or whatever. But now, this is it. You want to continue having success? Not come from under me. I have these values already. You're going to go out from here being a great player and be doing that on a national level? Hands up, kneeling. You came from my umbrella. Nah, I'd rather cut you.
That's fucked up. Wow. You're a high school football coach. You know, you're a gym teacher at best. Let's keep this shit real. Who gives a fuck about policy and alumni and boosters? You're a gym teacher. Okay, your job is just to guide these kids, teach them a little bit of discipline, the playbook, and that's that. What you believe in, your values, and your pastor, and somebody was in your ear, you're not supposed to be teaching these kids. See, another problem is, okay, he's a Marine and all of that shit, or ex-Marine, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Yeah, these are kids. Part of your job is to guide them the right way. Not to teach them what to think, but how to think. So for him to be telling them no, that's fucking, who gives a fuck about who's in your ear? Stop. You're a gym teacher. Get the fuck out of here. What are you doing? I can't. See, this is why America is not the greatest country. Because of shit like this. And they allow this shit. We could be. But that's why.
Yeah, and you know what? I hope that the parents band together and that they fight this situation.
Get him the fuck out of there.
And, yeah. You know, get him out and back these kids. Our children, our young men that actually stands for something, and hopefully they won't be penalized and they'll be able to get back on a team. And this is illegal. This is illegal for him to deny them the right to protest. And this is the thing that I had a conversation with someone at my job last week, and we got into a little, I would say we had a major disagreement, and I'll leave it at that. But basically, this person said to me that she doesn't like how the NFL players are protesting. She doesn't like that they're taking a knee. That's a disrespect. Everybody always goes into the flag situation. But to just dead that, if people cared about why these people are taking a knee, more so than people taking a knee, then we won't be having this protest. If you care that people are losing their lives because people are people with badges are using excessive force, right? If you cared about that or you were affected by something like that, then this wouldn't matter about them taking a knee. Because you will see that this is something that happens on a daily basis. So we can't be free if people, a certain group of people, are constantly dealing with this struggle, this issue. So if you care more about that, then we wouldn't have to kneel.
I don't understand. Why do people feel as though it's disrespectful to not salute the flag? Because who made the flag?
Chuck, they made it.
Who made the flag? When Betsy Ross, she had slaves. Let's keep this shit real. That white lady was not sewing the flag. Who made the flag? So why is it disrespectful that this flag represents our country and all of this other stuff? And, you know, we're against police brutality. We need something done. We're tired of marching. We're tired of protesting. We're wrong. Every time we say no, we're against it. We're wrong. So why is it disrespectful to say, look, we're tired of this shit. You know, we want change now. I'm not saluting that flag. The fucking national anthem has two verses that they took out.
That they omitted.
It was written by the most racist prosecutor in the country at the time. You know, because he felt some type of way about being told by black men who were soldiers, you know, don't go over here, go over there. So what the fuck, when people say, oh, it's disrespectful, what the fuck are you talking about?
People are on the vote. And some of them
tired of this shit.
I'm gonna tell you some real shit.
Tired of this shit.
And one of my big brothers told me this other day. He says, I don't need to know any more of any affecting my four. I said, what? He says, yeah. Me, my wife, and my two children. I live out here in the suburbs, live out here in a nice area. What's going on over there? I don't experience that where I live. He says, but that's the mentality. Now, that's not him per se. But he said, and he said that to him. He says, I don't even know anymore, but it's not affecting my four. And that's a problem in our country. Because we're here in the suburbs, we have no idea what's going on in the inner city. Or maybe we do have an idea, but I'm going to look this way. And that's the problem. Now, I'm not even talking about a racial group. I'm just talking about our population in general. There's a bunch of people who are wealthier than you and don't live in the suburbs. They live in a secluded area, even maybe in a sovereign area, where they're super wealthy. And they're taking a knee. and they're taking a stance about what's going on for the bottom of the bottom, you know. And there we are, everybody else in the middle class in America, being divided about this, this, and that. That's the big picture. But it is what it is.
Yeah, so hopefully that this situation gets a lot of coverage and people do something about it. Just don't talk about it and say that it's wrong and they shouldn't do this and you're outraged, but some action happens that gets these young boys back on this team and a difference is made, some new rules and regulations, and this coach is out of here.
Because they, I'm sorry, Tip, but they didn't even do nothing wrong. These are kids. These are babies. You're punishing them for what? For saying no? Give me a fucking break. If you want to kick them off the team, it's usually because they cut curfew or they failing in you know, in the class. All right. But they didn't do nothing wrong. And you kicking them off the team, not suspending them. You took away their jersey. They off the team. That's fuck. Yo, get rid of that coach.
Is the coach African-American?
No, he's not. So, yeah, we're going to move along. This is Convo 34. Convo 34. So, if you missed any of our previous convos, 44.
What,
you
said
34? I said 44?
34.
I said 34.
Yeah. 34.
You sure?
Yeah.
Positive?
Yeah.
Convo 44. My apologies. If you missed any of our previous convos, make sure you go to SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher, and Podomatic. And what they need to do, King Chuck?
Give us that 5-star rating. All the time, every time.
Yes, and make sure you go check out our YouTube channel and subscribe, listen, share our videos. A 5-minute convo will be dropping tonight. King Chuck, let's get into our song of the week.
Our song of the week is Nobody Knows by none other than Booby Gibson, a.k.a. Daniel Gibson. Contact Booby Gibson on his social media. The Twitter, it's BoobyWorld1. Instagram is Booby Gang. Snapchat, Booby's World. And for our YouTube subscribers, listen to our Song of the Week on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and Podomatic.
Nobody know what's going on. Can I talk to you for a minute? Lord, equip me with this gift and left me all alone. Guess it's time I do something with it. So I put down a rock, picked up a pen. Hearing voices in my head, I'm tired of suffering. So make what you want, but nobody knows. Yeah. Damn, family wouldn't understand. So how I tell them? What I done been through with all just to become a man. Ain't tryna feel, I'm tired of living my life scared. Still having nightmares, drinking religiously, feel like no one in sight cares. It's true that I'm nice, yeah. Made a career out of a hobby, I did it out for the fam. Neglecting what was inside me, I just wrote it all down and never told a soul. To fix our situation, I'm the one who broke the mold. That's the reason I was holding it down a couple of years. And truth be told, really my smile was just a shield. Cause if you only know what I was going through, couldn't call it quits, though I wanted to. That's when the injury started to get to me, I'm feeling smothered. So I picked up the phone and this is what I told my mother. See, nobody know what's going on. Can I talk to you for a minute? God equipped me with this gift and left me all alone. Guess it's time I do something with it. So I put down a rock, picked up a pen. Hearing voices in my head, I'm tired of suffering. So don't think what you want, what you want. But nobody knows. Yeah, see my uncle died from AIDS. My partner died over J's. My cousin Will and Wee stay locked inside of a cage. My granny tried to commit suicide, ain't spoke since. I live with the type of problems all this money won't fix. Not to mention had my own battles. Thinking if I'm here or not, shit, it won't matter. Yeah, nigga recall being this close to ending it all. Quake 55, lake diving and dissolve. I had a smile on my face still. Nobody in this world know how this way feels. Yeah, no one in life understands me. Not my girl or my family. I can't just leave them all behind, reunite with my granny.
But images of DJ in my head begin to replay. I gotta be there to walk him home after pre-K. I gotta get him everything he want for his B-Day. So if I'm going out, believe it won't be the cheap way. See, nobody know what's going on. Can I talk to you for a minute? Lord equipped me with this gift and left me all alone. Guess it's time I do something with it. So I put down a rock, picked up a pen. Hearing voices in my head, I'm tired of suffering. So you think what you want, but nobody know.
Said boy niggas quick to pull your pants up. Acting like I own. To be told, don't nobody know. Cause they only seeing what I show. Sad boy niggas quick to pull your pants up. Acting like I own. To be told, don't nobody know. Cause they only seeing what I show.
I just want to say that I heard the joint. It was decent. You know. It's a lot of athletes that try to do the rap thing. A lot of times it does not work.
Failure.
I look, y'all know me. I want to say that the shit is whack. You know, I want to tell a motherfucker, your shit, look, stop. You need to just do something else. No, I was shocked. You know, it was decent.
Yeah, and you know, the thing about it is that sometimes we don't necessarily give them a fair shake.
Right.
Like, we listen to it because it's such and such, and we're thinking it's whack just because it's such and such. Whatever athlete it is. But if we just listened to it as a new artist and really gave it a chance, it's better than now. Some of it might be whack. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, a lot of it might be whack. But some of it might be actual bearable. Listen.
Oh boy, got it. His flow, he got it.
I'm saying Kobe rapping Italian, yo. I don't know what he was saying, but saying he was flowing. He rapping English, you see what he did.
Kobe was ass. Kobe was ass. His music was ass.
Look, the best athlete / rapper.
Don't say Shaq.
Well, Shaq, what? Shaq.
Don't say Shaq.
I'm outstanding.
Platinum. He platinum.
He was with the Fushnikins.
He got so with Biggie.
Stop. He did that shit with Meth. No hook. Ooh. That shit was, look, I'm just saying.
Technically speaking, if you want to talk about the best MC.
Bill is my father.
Is Damian Litter?
He got it.
He came since then. That's why you don't know.
Lillard. But he got it too, though.
He got it. He lyrically got it.
Can he make Shaq records? He could freestyle. Can you make records?
I don't know.
Can you make records?
I don't know.
Can Shaq make records?
Yeah.
Shaq make
records.
That's debatable.
His.
Debatable. I think he was more popular than anything.
His records was better than his acting.
Well, that doesn't mean a lot.
It means a lot.
I know it doesn't. He played himself in every movie. He was a basketball player.
No, Kazam. That was
whack.
Man, Blue Chips was okay.
Whack.
Okay.
Every movie he did was either by himself or something that was silly.
No. That's not
he
nice.
Played but his records genie? Is a genie.
Yeah, genie.
A genie, son.
A 7'4"
genie. Yeah, that makes sense, right? You don't see no. You're gonna see a genie for the first time. Oh, 7'4", that makes sense.
But no, Booby got it.
Shaq fan for life.
You know, Booby got it. I cannot hate. I'm not knocking him. He got it. His flow is tough. He got it.
So we'll see what he does with this. He's now on Love & Hip Hop.
And it's funny. The song is called Nobody Knows, so it's fitting.
And the funny thing, not that I'm like the biggest Booby Gibson fan. I didn't really follow him like that when he played basketball. But what I did like about him, he told his story. And basically he said that he used to always write. Back in the day when he was younger, he wrote poetry. But he always never really had time to really do it because he was always practicing, you know, basketball. Basketball was a top priority. Make it to the league was his top priority. Mm-hmm. So you some of the things that you enjoy doing, it takes a back burner because, you know, you're in the NBA. You got to focus on your game to keep your spot. So he said once he and Keisha was going through their thing and, you know, they were going through their divorce, he was in a state of depression. And what he went back to was writing. So he started writing and it was just poems. And people heard it that did music. And they got him in the studio and like, do it over a beat. So he started releasing videos of his poems over beats, which was kind of hot. Russell Simmons heard it. And he gave him a platform on his network. So then from there, he started to like really rap and rhyme. People was like, yo, you really got it. Because it's just poetry and you just deal with your flow, change your flow up or whatever. So it came from a place of depression. And because he was dealing with that and everything going off with his career, his injuries, his divorce, it became something more of a hobby.
Therapeutic.
Absolutely.
Let me just say, if he wasn't a former NBA player, would have even got to Russell's hand, would you have said, yo, he already got a little following, a little celebrity with him, let me just grab him real quick and throw him in the studio and tell him, this poetry you doing, you can rap now and try and rap it out. I'm saying,
Chuck, I don't know.
You a poet.
But I ain't taking nothing from, I mean.
No.
However you get in.
The record nice.
Yeah, I ain't talking about that.
I get. But, you know, she on this whole monologue right now. And I'm like, we've seen this before. When people already have notoriety, that people F with you. You know what I mean? You could be talented, but you ain't dead. You know what I mean? You ain't.
But I'm not saying yay or nay.
But I get it, though.
I'm just saying where it started.
You know.
That's why a lot of you rappers are like 40 and still ain't done nothing.
And they talented than the motherfucker.
But not all of them are talented.
Right. But some of them are.
And some people think they nicer than what they really are. But you're like 40 years old still trying to get a deal. One, you don't know nobody, and you're not as hot as you think you are. I think some people are very.
You need somebody like me, son. That shit was ass. Stop.
But no. I'm not saying that he's the best at it. I'm just telling his story.
That's you heard more of his music though?
Like, I heard a couple of songs that
he talking about him and Keisha?
No, he didn't really delve in their relationship. He talked about his mistakes and things that he's done wrong.
I want to know
it
when
sounds
they was
very like therapeutic. Right.
Was she sucking baby off? I'm gonna know.
I doubt that. She seemed broken hearted.
What's wrong
about
with
their
me?
Marriage?
What's they was
me?
Married.
You know what I'm saying?
Then like, all of a sudden they wasn't married.
No.
She was with baby.
You want time out. You want him to spit drama?
Yeah, I want to know what happened.
But they were separated at really, that time.
You like a love and hip hop fan.
We don't really do the gossip thing. But I know. I'm saying, look.
But that's what I'm not saying. Whenever, for the show, I'm just saying that's what make you go. Like if you were home watching TV or listening to music, you were like, yo, for my self entertainment, I want to hear what he's gonna say about.
No. This is what I'm saying. Whenever, because I like Keisha Cole. Whenever a female singer come out with that, you know, I'm not happy, you know, man.
Mary J.
Wisdom.
Yeah,
love.
She just said
yeah, Mary J, right.
Husband. Yeah.
I cheer for them. I want happiness for them. So, you at this point, you made this money, you know, your family get up, but all of our families get up, okay? But now you married to a dude. He might not be no all-star, but he got money. You good.
He made $30
what
million
happened?
In an NBA career. So
right.
Half that went
I want to know what
went
happened.
Where?
Uncle Sam.
Okay, but he come.
That's what I'm
us.
Saying. It's not really for my entertainment. I just want to know what happened. You were singing about not being happy. You want to be in love and all that. And you was married. You got somebody on your level or higher, whatever. What the fuck happened? You was just married. How
he
long
cheated.
Was that marriage? He cheated?
Yeah, they got married.
Oh, yeah. It was
he
all
cheated.
His fault. Yeah,
oh.
Yeah, it was all his fault.
That's what I'm saying. I want to know what happened. Yeah.
He cheated. Just
how
like
long
is they
married, though?
Technically, they're going through a divorce now. So they were separated for 2 years before she filed for divorce.
So that means they weren't even married for 2 years.
Hold on.
Married together close to... Their son is 7. So let's say 6, 7. They got married while DJ was in her tummy. So let's say they were married for 7 years.
So what's this all saying? You talking about baby then?
Cause she was dating
baby. Cause she was
baby.
With baby. Like baby. Soon after, like they split up Monday. So we heard.
No, it's just
she
what
was with
we
baby
know.
Friday. Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, and I'm not. You know. So I wanted to know she was sucking baby off while they was married.
Oh,
that's what I was saying.
But if you're separated, who cares? A lot of
you're
people
still married,
are separated.
Still married.
Don't do that to.
I'm taking that to court.
Everybody
female.
Is. No, but
female.
There's a lot of people that
I'm
don't.
Have the PI out here. Shit, they're sucking them off.
For real.
He
we
had...
married.
You can't get that
but
much.
But you're separated.
But you still got that goddamn ring on you think we are
no,
still married.
No, she's not wearing the ring.
Still
anymore.
Married.
That's her choice. I'm
stopped, Tiff.
No.
You're terrible.
If you
we
are
separated.
Separated.
I'm still trying to figure out how to figure it out. I want to get. I still love you,
he
girl.
He fucked another woman in their bed. Like, she can do whatever.
I made
her.
That's fucked up.
Hey, yo. What did you say? I made a mistake. I still love you, Keisha. All
right, let's move. Right, because that ring is just going on in circles.
We need to ask the people, though.
Yeah, true.
Is it okay to see somebody else when you separated, when you're married? I don't know.
Let's pose it to the people. Can you start a relationship with someone when you are separated?
Relationship.
I think you can. You are separated. And it's because not everybody is Keisha and Danielle with funds. They have millions Keisha and Daniel. Not everybody are them with funds. They have $1 million in the account. Some people do it for financial reasons. They have to stay married because they financially can't divorce. But he's in his own place. She's in her own place. And when the time is right, so many people do that.
But stop. What does separated mean? Let's define that together. Term. We're together, but we're not together.
We're not together.
We're together.
You're just together by a paper.
But it's not broken up.
Why are you not? What is separated?
That's what I'm asking. That's what I'm asking.
You're not together if you're separated.
Are we trying to figure out so we can be cohesive?
I need some clarification on that.
Separated. You can do whatever you want when you separate it.
What? That's how it works?
I didn't know
that. I didn't know it either.
I did not know that.
You can do whatever you want.
Why are you acting slow? You're not together.
I thought when you marry, you marry. You fuck up. But, you know, separated means we still married. We got to work some shit out. Maybe we need a little time.
Well, that's your decision if that's what you want to do. But if you say we're separated, we're not working on it. We're just separated.
It's a Jay-Z. I was just fucking them girls. I was getting like that.
I'm not going with that. I just want to, you know, clarify exactly what the fuck separated means when you're married. Not when you're just a regular couple living together.
Yeah.
When you're married. That's all I'm asking. So, yeah, let's ask.
So, you talking hella shit. I was just fucking girls. I don't give you back. Get right back. So, if the wife cheats on her husband, right?
Done.
Right? Mm. She's done. Because your little eagles can't take it. Right?
You look at you talking
the eagle about. Can't take it.
Why are you talking to us
when
like that?
The wife does it. But y'all talk that silly shit. Oh, it's okay when the guy, I fucked up, I made a mistake, but we're married. No.
But it was only 7 minutes though.
I don't care if it's 2 minutes.
I didn't say that.
I wasn't giving it my best. I didn't fuck her like how I fuck you.
You should have gave her your best because I'm going to my lawyer. I'm a lawyer. And we done.
Look, I don't know. I just want to know exactly what separation means. That's it. All this other one, when men do it, it's okay. Because
y'all saying it. You said
no,
the same
I didn't
thing.
See that.
Try to figure it out.
He talking about, I was just fucking them bitches. Until your girl fucks another nigga, then it's a problem. You talk about, I just fucked up, but I made a mistake. We married. No, nigga. Okay, well, she fucked someone that looked better than you. Got more money than you.
Let me clear that up.
In her show,
I'm not
going to
make that mistake, you know, because I'm married. You know? But, you know, whatever. Because
when
we cheat
up, and we going to make y'all look small.
That ain't always the case. But
that's a lot of times.
I'm not talking about
regular hood boogers. I'm talking about bitches that got stuff. When you cheat, you want to cheat up. You ain't going to cheat down.
Well,
if I'm going to cheat, trust me.
Baby up compared to boo.
Money-wise,
yeah.
Money-wise, he's up.
Physiology?
He don't look better than Booby. Booby
is
fine as fuck.
Put some respect on him.
But money-wise, that's a big come-up. That's a major come-up.
You know, he got
up.
That shit on his teeth, so when he hit it, he was drooling and shit.
What's some respect on
I don't
want to
see
it.
That.
So that's cheating up. Hold up. Okay.
But you would just smash. Like, how's that cheating up? Like, you don't even know if I'm going to come back.
Right, that's not even a rebound.
But we don't know their situation.
Well,
we're
speculating. Saying, like, you say you cheat. You cheat up, but, like, you cheating, like, because you just
and
get
what
smashed.
Do you mean we cheat up? So you know some shit.
I know women cheat up. Well, listen, if I ever, I don't believe in cheating. And I'm going to leave before I have to do that. But if I was to cheat, I'm cheating up. It ain't going to be somebody that make the same amount of money as him. It's levels to this.
Money,
you know, all the stories that I didn't heard or read, whatever the case may be, women don't be cheating up. They do the same dumb shit we do.
Well, I don't know what women you heard.
You know,
I know a lot of women that's cheating
weakness.
Right now, and they cheating with people with a higher position or higher financially standing than their husband. Because you're going to hit them. You're going to hit them where it hurts. Because you can't say nothing.
Thank us.
You guys will stick your Peter in anybody just because it's new twat. We gonna cheat.
No
it's gonna
connection.
Be somebody that's gonna be shitting
that's
on y'all.
That's the difference. It's no emotional connection. That's it. I could just do it because I
like they ain't gonna bag a nigga off the street and just
and
smash.
They thinking yeah, it's
they up, already I'm have a relationship right. or something from the workplace. Or I'm something
gonna give
from
him this pussy. He gonna leave his wife.
Okay,
I don't. Yeah. Y'all do the same dumb shit we do. Y'all do it differently, but it's the same. Dumb but shit. Whatever. Let's ask the people.
Let's ask the people. Ask is it people. Okay for you to start a relationship when you are separated from your husband or what or wife?
Relationship. I'm smashing. I'm trying to get back to my wife.
Wait. Let's specify that. Not relate. You're married.
Yeah. I said what? Well, I said what is separated from your husband
couples,
or wife?
Now you're separated.
And you start a relationship.
Because when you, I think when you boyfriend and girlfriend, I don't want to hear that. Separated.
And this is some real shit. How can I bounce back from doing or having? And have a relationship. I just been with somebody for God knows how many years. All of a sudden, just going that way, having a relationship. I personally, I couldn't see myself having a relationship.
That's a rebound like a motherfucker.
Fuck it. I'm just jumping right into this relationship.
But whatever. All right.
Let the people speak. Let's move on. I wanted to talk on this because men are so simple. You guys are easy. Like it's like food, water, sex. You know, cross those boxes.
And not in that order.
Yeah, you guys are simple. And I saw something, I saw it a couple of months ago. So little badass Boosie. Mr. Ender, what's that? If you know what I mean, you gotta
own. Can't spell it.
You gotta own. You gotta own that song. What he got a couple of songs. He had a couple of songs. So he put on Instagram, I think maybe 2 months ago, that his young son, I think he turned 13 or 14, that he was going to get a bag of money and he was going to get a bad bitch to give him some head. And I thought, wow, that's what we doing nowadays? And I heard somebody on the radio talk about it, like, that's what they did with their son, too. Like, when he came of age, they took him to the strip club, let a stripper give him a lap dance, give him some head. And, you know, kids are more influenced these days. They have so many different things that they know about sex, more avenues than we did when we were younger. And sex is like, you just turn on the TV, you turn on the radio, and it's sex, 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 sex. So they were like, I would rather have my son, you know, be with me, experience this for the first time, than out on the streets and not having anybody that really has his back. So my thoughts on it is, you know, I'll tell you my thoughts, but what's your thoughts on that? Is that something that you can see happening, that you would want your son to get his head, some head when he's 14 with you?
Before you go, I just want to say that that's what my stepfather, shout out to my stepfather, that's what he did to me. You know, once he found out that I wasn't a virgin, come on with me to the strip club.
Okay, but you wasn't a virgin. I'm talking it's about awesome.
How this you get
kid.
In,
hold
man?
On, this kid is still a kid. You were already not a virgin,
right? Right.
Do you think if you hadn't experienced anything with a female and your stepfather took you to do something with a female, whether he paid to give you some head or whatever the case may be, do you think it would have been a different experience? Now I want you.
Oh, you want me to go first? I think it's an awesome thing to do. I'm sorry.
So you can see yourself doing that with your son?
When I have one? Yes. Okay. Absolutely. Why not? It's like a rite of passage. I mean, it's like the Lion King. It's like when you run in the fucking the 400 meters in the Olympics and you pass the baton. You know, you go.
Okay.
I think it's awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, but that's just me, man.
We just simple. That's it.
There you go.
Okay. So, you do have a son. Is that something that you can see yourself doing?
I'm not opposed to it, but my thing is, who is anybody to tell somebody else how to parent their child?
Mm.
And that's what it always comes back down to. Mm. And just like, you know, your pops did that with you. Who was somebody to tell you not to do it with your kid?
Mm-hmm.
And is it a ritual? So now we're talking about rituals, right? Ain't no laws on ritual.
Mm.
About 18 years ago at a Yankee game, there was a father who was beating his son off. They were from the Pacific
Island. His father was beating his son off?
Mm-hmm. guess what? Try to come down on their Pacific Islanders. It was a ritual. A father-son moment.
Beating them off?
Yeah, listen, man. Listen, my point is that...
Why you bring that one?
Because he always got to be over the top.
Okay, a man over the top, but that's an extreme.
I get it, though. That's the ritual.
Because men are so simple.
So your laws don't apply to this shit over here.
Laws? Mm-hmm. And who made them? We're talking about rituals, right? There's things in the Catholic Church that we don't agree with that are rituals. There's things in different religions we don't agree with. One religion... It's real.
But, sorry, altar boys.
But it's rituals, you know? And if my ritual in my family is for me to take my son out and make him a man, then that's just what it is. I don't hear nothing from nobody. Not my wife, nobody else. As men, this is what we got to go do. And one of our brothers, St. Ikem, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
His father did the same thing with him. But his father did the moms and told the moms bring the daughter out. He did the daughter. You know what I'm saying?
So my question is this. Because y'all saying a ritual and all this stuff. What about having letting the kid experience having their own experiences? And letting them experience this thing on their own time. Their own timetable. Not everybody has sex at 13. Some people, they wait. They're focused on other things. They wait till they're a little older. Maybe 17. Maybe they're not ready to get head at 14. Why should just because that's something that you did.
We ain't ready for head.
Whatever the case may be.
We men.
I mean, I know some men that didn't lose their virginity till they were 19. So not every boy is the same. So why are we making it, putting the pressure on, okay, when he turns this age, he's going to go down this head and some twat.
You taking it wrong. It's not putting the pressure on nobody. It's just, you know, I guess, I don't have any children, but I guess it's when you feel as though your child is ready or it's time to have that talk. You know what? Come with me. Yeah, let's go with me. That's how I see it. I don't see it as, you know, pressure or anything like that.
Exactly.
Who put maybe
a,
I'm wrong.
Who put a number on it? No, who put an age?
No, but I'm taking it directly from this situation. This situation, he said he's turning 13. You a man now. That's where I started this combo with.
I can't wait till we take Kaka.
Take Kaka where?
Word up.
To the lations.
To the what?
Cheeks.
What?
Sights.
What?
Lookers.
What?
Wiggles.
No, my boy will not be in no wiggles.
You didn't say nothing. You didn't say none of that about none of them other places.
I don't even want to talk about that.
Let's go to Wiggles.
Wiggles. The thing is that like all men or boys,
mm-hmm.
boys are one way around their mothers, mm-hmm. another way around their fathers.
Mm-hmm.
And
at that point, he ain't going to hear what mommy got to say.
I got that. But even at this point, it's their relationships. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So it's hard to see your son being a young man.
Right, right, right.
And even though right now, at an early age, he's already a little man. And she don't see that aspect because he acts different when he's around his fathers and uncles. You know what I mean? When he's around the child. She isn't, I hate to say it like that, but included in that group, mm-hmm. in that setting.
Mm-hmm.
So, me and my son, we box. You know what I mean? And I taught him, you know, how to protect himself. And I've been working on this for some time now. So there we go. We up here fighting and stuff. You know, I'm not trying to hurt him because I know his limitations already.
Mm-hmm.
And I've already taught him not to be a bully, not to be the aggressor. But when it comes down, I said, come on, let's go, you know, let's go work out. Let's go do us. He ready. He can take a blow. He can fall down, get back up, get back in position, guard himself, attack, guard himself again, pace himself, do a 1-2. You know what I'm saying? He's working on his counting. And she see him fall on the floor, and she's heartbroken. Oh, he fell on the floor. Oh, my God.
Typical mamas.
Yep. And get right back up. And she's devastated. But he ain't 6 months old anymore. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He can speak for himself.
Let him be a boy. Let him.
So basically what you're saying is what? women should play the background when it comes to raising their sons?
Well, like I said, we were talking about the rituals, and again, men do things with their sons to kind of mold them. You know, we, as a parent, let's just say parents, period, we have a right to mold our children and raise our children accordingly, how we feel accordingly. It's almost like it's God sent, right? So what I do with my son is what I do with my son. And at the end of the day, if this guy wants to take his son to see prostitutes, and in some states it's legal, right? who are we to really, like, judge him on that? And especially if some of us have similar histories with our fathers or adult figures who raised us. So I'm like on the line with that. I mean, I could see how some mothers and some women, period, maybe some men, frown upon it, but I know too many situations that are similar.
King Chuck,
I agree with that. Yeah, let him rock.
Yeah, and but I like what you said, let him rock. And yeah, you can let him rock and let him have his own experiences. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to take him and to go.
Well, he's talking about the rapper. Let the rapper rock with his son.
Yeah, okay, but when he goes to have his own experiences, now he knows, look, let me wrap my willy, let me be safe, let me do it right. Yeah.
But you can have that dialogue with him without taking him absolutely to the strip club. So it's not like one has to be or the other. He can have his experiences with his father being in his life and have a conversation about sex. What I'm just saying is, I'm not judging anybody that decides to take their son to the strip club. That's, you know, wait, whatever. You, hold on. That's what you decide. But what I'm saying is, it doesn't have to be that way. It can be that the boy goes out and has his own experiences. It doesn't have to necessarily be, okay, he turns 13, and because he's 13 now, I got to take him to the strip club. He can have his own experiences with girls.
I get that. I get that. But as a father, now you see your boy, it's your boy. Mm-hmm. Oh, yo, come with me over here. You know, let me show okay you something. Yeah, I got you. You know.
But that, okay, but that's you're saying cool after you see that he's a boy.
Oh, whatever. Just, You know when your child starts smelling their own self. Like, come on, you know.
Wait a minute. We simple, right? That was
yeah, like, we, you know.
It, right, so we simple. So sometimes we have to, as men, I know a lot of times to learn, I have to see. And once I see it, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I'm going with Dad. Dad showing me a thing or two.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Versus, I think that's awesome.
Though. Versus him just giving me that story about the bird and the bees, and all of a sudden I had to figure out, and I knock a bitch up knock a female up the first time I have sex with her. How many times did that happen?
And guess what they say? Where were the parents? So I get
but
it.
But I'm just because he takes him to strip club doesn't mean he can't get somebody pregnant the first time.
But are simple, and a lot for a lot of men, for the most part, that's how we learn. Let me see, let me touch, I got it, you know, as opposed to just the talking. That's that. You're special. Don't give it to everybody. You're digging hard. It's over. You know, it's rough. So it is. But, you know.
All right. This is Convo 34. I don't know why I keep saying 34. This is Convo 44. If you miss any of our previous convos, make sure you go to Stitcher, SoundCloud, iTunes, and Podomatic. And we need you to do what?
5-star rating. All the time, every time.
And make sure you go to YouTube and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Make sure you listen and share. And a 5-minute convo will be dropping tonight. One last convo before we get into our cut 'em loose for the week. And I thought about this conversation based off what you said to me maybe last week or 2 weeks ago. And basically, you said that your wife put a picture up, right? And it was someone that commented and they had like the googly eye emojis
mm-hmm
on her picture.
Mm-hmm.
And I was speaking to a few women at work who say that they're either not on social media, and actually two people say that her husband and her, they share a Facebook account. because, you know, women were creeping in his DMs and women were being extra nice and friendly, commenting a little too much. So my question to you, do you think it's human nature that if your wife or your husband, your significant other, they post something of themselves and someone is constantly commenting, beautiful, nice, handsome, you're looking good or whatever, that you go and check them out? Like, you remember, you watch Insecure. So,
Issa,
I couldn't think of it. And her boyfriend, her ex-boyfriend, you know, they was checking each other's Facebook page to see who was, you know, what was what, who you were spending time with and who's liking your pictures. My question to you, do you naturally go and check if someone is commenting on Nicole's page? Who this motherfucker? If he's constantly doing it, or if someone's constantly on your girl's page, would you be on to see who that person, what's they're about? Or do you question, hey, who's this person that's always commenting, making those cute emojis on your picture?
You asking me or
Books? I'm asking both of you. I'm going to start with Books first.
Don't stop no shit. Won't be no shit. I'm not looking for nothing. Even if I see it, I ain't knowledge nothing. Like, it is what it is. You leave me the fuck alone. Because I know I got a fan club out here. My wife is beautiful. I know she got a fan club out here. It is what it is. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, I'm not about that life. So, and I'm pretty confident my wife isn't about that life. It is what it is. If somebody going home and beating their shit to my wife, or if a woman's popping herself with a dildo to me, so be it. You know what I mean? I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Googly eyes. You know what I do? Like. You know what I'm saying? I don't like the social media. At times, I feel like I don't have the social media itch down. I had a little young head come over to the house the other day. He says, "Yeah, Ray, I be seeing your stuff." I said, "Well, I didn't know you never liked anything." "Oh yeah, right now, like, it ain't like what it used to be. You just don't give out likes like that." I said, "Yeah, but we cool." She said, "I know we cool, but it has to be something for, you know, for me to give a like." Then I started like looking at him and started thinking about it, like, you don't really like a lot of shit. Like, but before the wave was, you know, whatever comes on my timeline, like, majority of shit, I'm just pushing like. And comments on my feed, on my picture or my comment or whatever I posted, I just push like. I don't think too deep into it. But that's not the wave no more. Mm-hmm. You save them likes like your Bitcoins or their dollars or something. Like, you just don't give them shit to everybody. Mm-hmm. I didn't know.
King Chuck, what's your thoughts?
I feel the same way as far as, you know, the likes go, you know. Some shit you like, some shit you don't. Sometimes you actually hit the like, you know. I really don't think about it like that. But as far as my wife posts pics all the time. And most of the time, it's people that I don't know or I'm not friends with. And I don't check her shit, you know. And they constantly liking, or they'll put a heart or the emoji with the face with the two hearts and the mm-hmm. eyes. Shit. So one time, you know, I was fucking with her. Just a, you know, little fun. But I really don't be checking her page and who this nigga liking her shit. I don't do that. I've never had that problem. I trust her. I believe her. And we wouldn't be married if I felt as though I gotta check her social media shit. Stop playing. You know, I don't believe in that. I don't dig that. So but to be honest with you, the shit, it doesn't mean anything at the end of the day, whether somebody like it or not. If she gonna cheat, she gonna cheat. It ain't got nothing to do with Facebook or Snapchat or none of that shit. And the same thing goes with me. So it's all bullshit, to be honest with you. That's just how I feel.
And who has the time to be going and checking to see who's liking his or her pics? Like, who has time to do that?
I think your relationship is over at that point. When you constantly, let me see what she's doing. Instagram, Snapchat, all that shit. What you doing? Who that? Why is he like that? Your relationship is over.
I think so, too. And the bigger thing is that I think when you go look for stuff, you go searching, you might find something. And I'm a fair believer, I'm a firm believer that whatever you do in the dark always comes to light. So you ain't got to go be searching in his Facebook, his Instagram, whatever social media, his text messages, because whatever he's doing or whatever she's doing is going to come out to the light eventually. Absolutely. So it's up to you to decide what you're going to do when that day comes.
But look, here's another thing too. You looking for something. Now that you found what you're looking for, now what? Now what you going
to
do?
Now what? See, are you ready to pull the trigger?
Right. You ain't think past that. You just, oh, I'm going to find this. I know this nigga doing wrong. Okay, you found out. Now what? Fuck out of here. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah, but you know what the funny thing is about social media? It's like a gift and a curse, because social media is, for me, is to be social. It's to be, keep up with people, to see what they're doing. I like to see kids. I really do. Like people that have children, what they're doing, how they're growing, how they're progressing. Okay, my kid is Mrs. Tooth. My kid got high honor roll, whatever the case may be. I like to see those things on social media. I don't necessarily need to see that you broke up. I don't need to see that what's going on in your household and all of those things. People put too much information on social media. Right? And then, you know, they mad while people in their business.
I'm glad you said that. I just want to say that this is everybody who has kids and they post the shit. I don't want to see you with your child and they're in the first grade and you're posting a picture of them holding a certificate that says perfect attendance or honor roll. I don't want to see that shit.
I love it.
Why not?
Your child is supposed to have perfect attendance in the first grade.
No, kids get sick.
And they're supposed to, okay, but that's not what that's about. And they're supposed to be on honor. That don't even count. You're in the first grade. I don't want to see that.
Listen, there are some kids. So what grade level
can you start
seeing? I don't know, but in the first grade, I really, listen, honor roll. My child made the honor roll.
My what son is in the first grade. The when first when grade? It occurs and he gets his certificate, I'm going to tag you with his certificate.
89?
Fuck you. He's first grade and he's 6 years old. So when he gets his certificate, for whatever the case may be, I'm a blast it. I'm putting up there. So you can just go through your time.
I expect him to be in the first grade.
They still got
it. I'm not saying the school system is shitty, even though some of them are. But what exactly is he learning for you to be proud? Like, yeah, honor roll, first grade. Come on.
But you look, think about what you're saying. Some kids don't like school. I know my son does not like school at all. Now he is bright. Mm-hmm. Very bright, but he does not like school. So for me to kind of put things on blast, whatever he do, because I want him to stay encouraged, that even if something that you really don't care too much about, that you stay encouraged to do this, because he wants to be an engineer. He wants to be this. So you have to keep them motivated. Okay. You got your certificate. Now we can go to Five Below, Toys R Us, and get you a little toy. So I think it's a bigger picture.
When you put it like that, I get it, but I don't know. I just feel differently. Like, I don't understand why people be having, like, this big thing about, yeah, you coming to my child's birthday party? And they turn it to, he don't even, or she don't even fucking remember, like, wait till they, like, four.
Chuck's saying that because he doesn't have kids.
Maybe. Maybe.
Listen.
But the first three birthdays, get the fuck
the
out of here.
The first one is a major milestone.
For who?
For him.
For the parents. Baby.
Listen, I don't care. The first one is a spectacular.
It's for an event. It's an event. The first one, second one, third one. Maybe the fourth, they have some memory of it. But come on.
Listen, if you had a child this year, or possibly, but if you had a child tomorrow, I'm pretty sure your wife is going to do something big for the first birthday.
I know she is. We going to be fucking.
And you're going to be child on a happy horse as
and all
fuck.
That shit. Gold, all of that. Yes. I know.
Right in the picture. That's my boy.
So, I don't know.
You're talking from a perspective because you don't have children at this present time.
I get it. I get it. I think it's just...
You're just cherishing every memory as possible.
But that's my point. It's for the parent. It ain't for the child.
But who would have thunk, you know, your kid gonna get high honor roll in first grade? You know what I mean? Oh, my God. And then you see the certificate. That's my boy. Oh, that's my girl. You go crazy.
I know, I get it. Maybe I'm just bugging, you know?
Yeah, you bugging.
You being a hater.
I'm not a hater.
Let that kid have that moment. I know you like to take awards from kids and shit.
Oh, man.
Let them kids have their moment.
I won fair and square, man.
I was the best poet.
Hello, I did this shit. Chuck taking trophies little, from kiddos.
Always say that shit, yo. Always say that shit. Yeah, you was hot for a little kid show. It's fucked up.
All right, we're about to close this out with our favorite. I want to start introducing another topic. We're not going to do it today because we're kind of close on time. But we're about to get into Cut 'Em Loose. I think I have a good one this week. So without further ado, here we go with this week's Cut 'Em Loose. All right, so this week is Cut 'Em Loose, our vices. So I'm going to name four items, things that we have that makes our life so easy and so entertained that I'm pretty sure every single one of us, we rely on these things for different reasons. So one of them gotta go. One of them you gotta cut. Which one will it be? So starting with Ray Bugs, the hubby, four items, one has to go. One has to get cut. Netflix, Uber or Lyft, Amazon, Google.
One has to go?
One has to be.
Well, hold up. Never mind.
Well, I'm going to be real. Two of them I don't use. I don't use the Uber-Lyft combo. And I don't use the Netflix. Not Netflix, too, but... I'm going to say... Uber, gotta go.
Why Uber, son?
I'm just not there yet. And to me, I hate to say it like this, but I'm not fucked up in the game, so I'll call a cab, I'll call a friend. It doesn't have to be Uber. I don't have an Uber app, I don't have a Lyft app. They tell me it's the wave, they tell me it's the way to go, but I go that way. I don't need that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm efficient, and when push comes to shove, I fucking walk. And I'm not off that. So
if you was in Newark and you had to get home and you had no other way to get home, you're gonna walk?
I probably use public transportation. I'm not opposed to public transportation.
Okay.
And along with that, I have a very large network. You know this, Tiff. I can call somebody. I hate to say it like this, but call somebody out to sleep, and 9 times out of 10, they will leave me stranded, and they'll take me home, maybe for free, just off the strength that they love me. Like, I mean, and that's how things have always been.
Okay, before so you we cut had in Uber and Lyft, right?
Yeah. How about you, Chucky?
What's the list again?
Netflix, Uber, Lyft, Amazon, or Google. Which one are you cutting?
Netflix.
Ooh.
Here's why. I do the Lyft. I pick up passengers, you know, all of that shit. It's good money, easy money. I have Amazon. I have Netflix. Who the fuck doesn't use Google? Like, stop playing. But I'm taking Netflix off the list because when I'm watching something on Amazon, it'll keep playing. You know, when I'm doing that, like if I'm watching a show on Netflix, I gotta constantly when it ends, I gotta push play again in order for it to continue.
That's the reason?
Yeah. I guess in today's society, we that fucking lazy. You know, I don't feel like taking the remote, pushing the button over and over. Just let the shit play.
But Amazon
does that.
Oh.
Now I could watch Curb Your Enthusiasm season 1. And it'll play the whole season. You understand what I'm saying? And then maybe I have to press the button again for it to click the number 2. But it'll play. Netflix, no. Every episode, I gotta. It's too much. And they don't have HBO. So, Netflix. And they raise their price. So why am I paying $15 and I can't even watch the shit I want to watch?
But they're going to give you some...
Bye-bye.
A whole bunch of new stuff they ain't saying on the Netflix. Netflix is giving you a whole
bunch. They're going to give me HBO?
It might be, but
it's an add-on.
But they said that's why they're raising the price. They're getting a whole bunch of new media.
Bye-bye. Netflix gotta go.
Bye-bye. Amazon has HBO?
I like it. Yeah, yeah. I can watch Last Week Tonight, Bill Maher, Curb Your Enthusiasm. I didn't see Insecure yet on that. But yeah, Amazon got HBO. So I like Amazon. And it's cheaper.
Shout out to Home Box Office.
It's cheaper.
What about you, Miss?
So, Tiff, who you choosing? You got Google and or Lyft. I'm sorry. Uber and or Lyft. Google. Netflix and Amazon. One gotta go. Who you choosing?
I don't have anybody to Netflix and chill with, so...
I'm cutting Netflix.
Unbelievable.
No. I like Netflix back in the day when they used to have the CDs.
Time out. Mm-hmm. What did you just say?
I like Netflix.
You're choosing who?
Netflix.
So we agreeing again?
Yeah.
All right. I just wanted to be clear. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry to cut you off.
Yeah, unfortunately. All right. It is what it is.
Like this.
I don't like Netflix. You know, I was in Netflix when it first came out, when mm-hmm. you had to send the CDs back and forth. But Uber and Lyft, I've never used it personally, but if I was ever in a bind, that's the perfect situation. Mm-hmm. Amazon, man, you can't beat that 2-day shipping. I will make another email account just so I can get my free 30 days for Amazon Prime. Like, I love it. And Google, if I'm on a computer that's not mine and Bing shows up or Yahoo, I'm changing that shit to Google.
Mm.
That has to be my main browser.
But why don't you like Netflix?
I don't know.
Maybe because I got nobody in Netflix and
chill.
Yeah,
what the fuck was that about?
It was a joke.
Okay, so why you don't like Netflix?
Because I have Kodi. So I don't have to go through all that. Why would I pay for something where I could just...
Live streaming, ladies
and gentlemen. Yeah, so...
Fire stick.
I don't understand. You know, it's old. It's obsolete to me. Like, I'd rather use Kodi than Netflix.
Shout out to Netflix. I like Netflix.
Cool. You be Netflix in the gym? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with my wife. I do that. That's how you became my wife. We had to sit the CDs in the mouth. The DVDs.
Really?
Yes. And we've been Netflix and chill. You gotta give them a shout out because you wouldn't be the position you are today.
That's the only thing that made me the wife? Netflix and chilling?
We can do that for Convoy 45.
Okay. All right. So, King Chuck, any parting words?
Yup. Peace.
We out of here.
Sayonara.